Good morning, Düsseldorf and everybody. Welcome to the 15th edition of German Overstay since 2008. I hope you all had a great time so far, yesterday evening. Okay, everybody's quiet. Still coping, or what? Okay, we try our best to amuse you and entertain you. I'm Dirk from Hamburg, and I give you a short introduction what's going on in this program today. So, but before I delve into that, I have somebody standing next to me, which is the reason why you are all here in Düsseldorf, because he raised his hand 1 year ago and said, okay, I'm volunteering to do the local organization stuff in Düsseldorf. So that's the reason why you're here. So give a warm round of applause to Christian.
Yes, thank you. So hi also from my side, and welcome to Düsseldorf. And on the behalf of the whole organization team, it's awesome that you are all here. And we're looking forward to a really exciting conference, I think. We are completely sold out this year with 200 people, so please...
201.
201, okay. So please do not block any seat and try to move as close in as possible so that people can take the seats on the sides. This year, I think it's the first time that we have two parallel tracks in the German Overstay.
Well, in Munich, like 2010, 2011.
Okay. So it's the second time. But as we talk about the tracks, I want to give you some organizational notes here. So you clearly found track one. That's great. So perfect. Track two is right behind this wall. You can only change tracks through outside. So go outside and then into track two. Exactly. The program for each track is printed on sheets in front of the room, and it's also, of course, outside in the web on the website.
We had one change, though, for the program. Martina is sick, who wanted to talk about passkeys. Clemens Hübner is stepping in with the same topic, so there won't be any glitch for you. Just the person who's standing on the stage is different.
Okay, great. And we try to group the sessions between the breaks. So in theory, there should be little reason to change the tracks between the breaks. And as we have a really full program, we would ask you to, if possible, not change the room during the or between the breaks. And also, we have the C3 VOC here. Warm applause for them. And they are recording the program, and they are also live streaming it right now in the internet. And so if you miss one talk, you can also, of course, hopefully look it after this event. Where we are at the breaks, if you hear the gong, please come in here quickly, because we have not so much time. The emergency exits, that's of course something we do in Germany every time. They have signs and don't block them. So breaks and lunch will be in the entrance room where you just came in, and we have also a second break room besides track two. We ask you to not use this room beside track two during the sessions, because we don't want to interrupt session two by noises. Okay, then one note. As every year, our sponsors who make this event possible like this have prepared some goodie bags for you. They are on the chairs. If it happens to you that you don't get a goodie bag, then please come to us at the front desk, and we will give you another one. We will be taking photos during the event. If you feel uncomfortable with that, just talk to the volunteers. They are easy to spot. They wear red badges, as Dirk and myself do, or Lilith there. And as we talk about the volunteers, I give a warm applause for all the volunteers helping here to get this conference running. And of course, if you have any questions during the event, please contact one volunteer and we will help you with that. And one last more thing, we really rely on your feedback to get this the impression of the conference and what we can do better next time. And we have QR codes around the place. Please do that. And if you provide feedback, please make sure that you submit the form. You don't need to answer every question, but submit it, because otherwise we won't see it. All right, so that's enough for the logistics. Enjoy the conference. Have a fantastic time here in Düsseldorf. And with that, back to you, Dirk.
Okay, thank you very much. As Christian said, also this year, this year's program marks a change for the better. We have two tracks, which we didn't have before. As I said, we were worked out. And we also have a keynote, which I come in a sec to that. And the number of submissions this year is were again getting higher. So we had even trouble to find the right balance between the submissions and getting a place on the stage. So as a result, we needed also for some speakers to condense the presentation time a little bit, and we had to say sorry to some really good proposals. But there will be a conference next year, so all of you who submitted and didn't get a feet into the door, please try again. So coming to the topics which are awaiting you. So Germany is very strong as far as the research community is concerned. We have a couple of talks from researchers in Germany, but we also have OWASP projects which are strong in Germany. There are some two new OWASP projects. One is the OWASP Secure Codebox, and the other one is the OWASP Cumulus, which we present here. And the OWASP Top 10 is not a German thing, but we have a participant from Germany who is presenting the current status of the upcoming OWASP Top 10. And finally, in the end, we will have some fun, certainly, with the Jew Shop, which Björn's Jew Shop, who is sending us home, and as every year, so that we have a final, a good end of the conference. Other than that, we have a good mixture of topics for developers, breakers, defenders, and so on. Just a quick survey. So who's more on the developer side? Please raise your hands. Okay, that's not so bad. Who is on the breaker side? Pentester and so on. Okay, that's equal. Defender, DevOps. Okay, managers, kind of. Good, okay. Quite a good mixture this time, I would say. One topic which is unavoidable these days is the thing called AI. I think you always had some experience with it, everybody from you probably sitting in the audience. So last year we introduced related OWASP projects to AI. This year it's a little bit orthogonal to that, because it's basically in a couple of talks and topics here.